Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Hey. Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen Tic-Tac-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. Tic-Tac. Refresh your good vibes.
Du kümmerst dich. Jeden Tag. Um andere, um dich und um dein Zuhause. Du kümmerst dich, wenn es drauf ankommt. Und weil du dich kümmerst, kümmern wir uns um das Geld, das du dafür brauchst. Damit Kredit so einfach wird wie noch nie. Hol auch du dir jetzt deinen Kredit auf auxmoney.com. auxmoney. Kredit einfach online.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's big show, the Electric Amish are in the house, plus 2 Ace Cosby jokes of the day and dogs. All coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast...
It was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your... don't let them mooch off your...
No mooching.
Do it now.
Hi, man, it's Donnie Biker. Wow, man, it's that time of year. Time for the old-fashioned Biker family reunion. You see, man, every year my family gets together for an old-fashioned pitch-in supper. And for me, man, it's kind of like deja vu's because we use the same picnic shelter where me and Scotty Winkler used to feed Patty Ferguson pork kebabs. So it's all kind of like the circle of life. Anyways, man, my family reunions are like most anybody else's. My mom, Phyllis, brings a Funyuns, a Mountain Dew. My real mom makes this Boston baked beans casserole, and it's lethal. That's why me and Angel Skinner broke up. And my Uncle Sonny always brings Skull Bandits, and they're a big hit with the kids. I swear to God they are. And me? Well, I'm doing my part.
He's bringing rubbers to the family reunion.
And I have to be more careful this year. I swear to God I do. I'm bringing rubbers to the family reunion because my Aunt Bonnie's bringing the bear.
He's bringing rubbers to the family reunion.
Aunt Bonnie's hot.
He's bringing rubbers to the family reunion.
I'll tell you why I'm bringing rubbers, man. Just last year, my Uncle Sonny pulled me aside. He said, hey, Donnie, see her? That's Tiffany. She's my third cousin today.
He's bringing rubbers to the family reunion.
One thing missing every year ain't the food, it ain't the music, because the band's pretty good. But you know, my dad's never been to one of these things. Hell, I ain't seen him in over 20 years. Last time I seen him was at a Molly Hatchet concert. But man, neither of us spoke, though. You know, out of respect to the music.
He's bringing rubbers to the family reunion.
Now, you see those two over there making out? I call them my cousins once removed. Because last year, the park ranger had to remove him from the reunion. Had to separate him with a bucket of water.
He's bringing rubbers to the family reunion.
Get a room, fellas.
He's bringing rubbers to the family reunion.
This year, we're lining up all the girl cousins with words on the butts of their sweatpants to see if we can make a complete sentence. Girls, we need a verb between pink and juicy.
He's bringing rubbers to the family reunion.
I'm bringing the rubbers.
Rubbers to the family reunion.
Ram for her pleasure.
He's bringing rubbers to the family reunion.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, I can't believe this. I love that. What? Yesterday, did we neglect to do the Ace Cosby joke of the day?
Yeah, we did.
He deprived the world.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Ace is so humble, he didn't say anything. He didn't ask, hey, you know, he didn't. Next time, speak up.
Next time, speak up.
I tell you, we'll do a bonus joke in just a minute here. Okay. I'd like to introduce the Electric Amish playing one of their
bass. Man, I thought that was.
It's a great song.
That was live. That was so good.
Surf music.
Yeah.
Hey, Graber, do you. Graber, do you surf?
I'm absolutely not allowed to, Tom.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Is that against your religion or something?
Can't swim?
We can't use a computer. How am I going to surf to get internet?
Never mind.
Make a nice wooden surfboard, I would think.
Sure.
He kept surfing, but his horse drowned.
Is that the way that goes?
That's funny. Yep.
Oh. That would be funny.
You got to keep his head up.
Is there such a thing as an Amish bathing suit? I assume it's black and white.
That's a good question.
I'm wearing it.
Okay, good. The Electric Amish, the house band today here in the Bob and Tom program. Chick McGee's over there at the sports desk. That's the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk with Christy Lee back in the chair.
Yeah, where my money's happy.
When that phone rings, it'll be the track phone hotline. We'll hear more from the Amish a little bit later on. Thank you, fellas. Carl, Graber, and, of course, Barry on the drums.
I saw their carriage out.
Who's speaking?
Me? This is Josh Arnold.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
I haven't introduced you.
I'm sorry. Oh, speak.
And then Pat Godwin is over there.
This is the sound of my voice.
Did you go blind?
I did interrupt his intro. It was my fault.
Well, that's fine. That's perfectly. I'm sure everyone's happy to not know who you are. Wait a second. This man needs no introduction.
Oh, here we go.
What a glorious day.
This is a segment of information starring Ace Cosby.
Now, my favorite Electric Amish song is Gimme Three Pigs.
Yeah?
Sure.
I used to have a pet pig.
Did you?
Yeah.
If I wanted to find her, I knew she'd be in the kitchen. She felt like bacon.
She felt like bacon.
She felt like bacon.
Oh. Baking.
Baking.
Oh, baking. But she also felt like bacon when you were talking.
Yeah, that's the nature of a joke.
Like somebody has to do something.
Now, wait a minute, Tom.
That's a thinker. That's a thinker.
Why are you letting this continue?
Hey, don't. Chick, that was just the first one today.
Oh, my God.
We just made it up.
We're doubling up.
More coming.
You know, it's never happened before.
A doubleheader.
It's the two for Thursday Ace Cosby
Wednesday.
Joke.
It's Wednesday, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know if you knew this.
It's really only Wednesday.
He's talking.
Yes.
Who's talking?
Ace Cosby Joke. Go ahead, Ace.
Tarzan's monkey and Jane. They used to fight all the time.
Oh, yeah.
They heard Tarzan swung both ways.
Oh, that's a woke joke.
Wow.
Tom loves it.
I don't mind it either.
It's not too bad.
I've always loved the one thing about those Tarzan movies. Remember, they used to have Boy.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even give him a name. He's just Boy, but the chimp had a name.
Well,
how's that going to make you feel?
There was only one Boy, but there were a lot of chimps.
No, there was Cheetah. It was Tarzan, Cheetah, Boy, and Jane.
The jungle was full of chimps.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, how would you feel if your mother had named your dog but not you?
What's happening?
Why was the chimp named Cheetah?
Who's listening to this?
Yeah.
What did Tarzan do when he saw a cheetah?
I don't know.
Look at that chimp.
He didn't have the internet.
It was like me when I thought mangoes were green peppers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same here.
That's what we were told.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
Midwestern.
I'm sorry. I've been given some note about sports. The guy that was fired was the Knicks, not the Yankees.
Whatever.
Oh, okay.
A group of men have unofficially set the world record for the oldest crew of four to row across the Atlantic Ocean.
Is that right?
I'll tell you what. I know how to get away from my wife. I'm going to row across the ocean with
the
her
rowers
own Steve.
Who call themselves the Butt Buddies.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
What?
I thought
you were serious. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I tell you what, we're able seamen. You got any able seamen?
The rowers who call themselves Ancient Mariners.
Oh, I like it. The rhyme of? You probably never even
have a combined
they spelled
age.
That R-I-M-E? That always bugged me.
Have a combined.
It's like Prince.
They have a combined age of 257 of the four men.
Huh.
So we're running around 60 for each of them.
Oh, okay. That's not very old.
The group said they're rowing across the ocean.
Yeah, something else. The group said they rode 3,000 miles across the Atlantic in 49 days, 8 hours, 40 minutes, and have a combined stroke count of one per person.
Chuck,
no.
Chuck, my stroke Chuck, count? What's your stroke count?
Yeah, per minute?
Had a combined stroke count 32. Of 1.5 million strokes.
God.
This is our
32 wild. Per minute would be slow.
The current Guinness World Record holders have a combined age of 223 years, 211
you ever
days.
Count to see how long it takes?
And they have crossed the ocean 52 days.
How many strokes does it take to get to the center of a Josh Arnold?
I am in a vacuum.
I'm in a vacuum.
The ancient mariners worked in a shift pattern of 2 hours rowing, 2 hours rest for 24 hours a day. The record attempt raised over $26,000 for the blind veterans.
Oh, that's nice.
A charity in the UK and Open Arms Orphanage in Malawi.
These guys are all super fit.
Yeah.
Look at this. Good
yeah.
for them.
Yeah.
A couple shark salmons that hey, you want some people jerky? Because they're old, you see.
I don't get it.
I'm
sorry.
They felt like bacon.
They're aged and dehydrated and for
whoa. Careful.
Easy there, jokester.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, well, good for them.
Yes, studs.
Nice world record. Bravo.
According to Chick, they make love to one another.
That's right. And they coach the Yankees.
Okay. Is that sports?
Or is it the...
Is there something else in sports?
No, nothing.
That's it. Okay, no. I just have to guess.
Yeah.
It's not.
I'm not happy.
I thought you were in a good mood.
That's right. I'm sorry.
What
I'm
happened?
In a great mood.
You told us all you
I
loved
love
us.
I love you all.
Yeah.
What a wonderful show. This. What a rare mood I'm in.
It's almost like being alone.
Christy.
An accountant in Pennsylvania allegedly targeted members of the Amish and Mennonite communities in a $60 million Ponzi scheme. 68-year-old Philip Elvin Real, a Berks County accountant and former owner of Trickling Springs Creamery, faces security
fraud
and wire fraud.
How many strokes before you get to Trickling? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Prosecutors say Mr. Real presented himself as a trusted member of the religious community to exploit its members. There are reports that he's been excommunicated.
See ya.
Shunned. Real faces a possible 45-year prison sentence, a $5,500,000 fine.
Yikes.
A forfeiture and mandatory restitution and a 3-year term of supervised release. Wow.
How about that?
Well, returning the money is always the tough part because it's usually been spent.
Yeah.
When the Ponzi scheme, that's right. He's got to pay that person to pay that.
They call it robbing Yoder to pay Jedediah. I believe is the definition of a Ponzi scheme. And as I believe we heard earlier, that was it Arthur Ponzarelli?
That's right, Arthur Ponzarelli.
Yes. On Happy Days. We just happened to have the Electric Amish in the studio with us. Fellas, you in there? There we go.
Yeah,
Tom, I just heard your story about the fella getting busted. That's and even as simple Amish folk, we know not to use Amish accountants. We use a company named Buggles that are really good. there's actually a song.
A song?
That we know. I mean, we don't know the whole thing, but I can tell you it's something like this. If you want to get your numbers all set up straight, you better not go out to Lancaster County.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Fed socked it to the Amish country PTCPA. Amish country CPA.
That was great. The Electric Amish, a little tribute to Amish accounting. Wow. They obviously hadn't seen those documentaries about Bernie Madoff.
Well, no, because they don't have TVs.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So they weren't even watching it. Okay, nope. Well, we're going to hear from the Amish in a matter of moments again. But right now, Christy, what else is happening?
There's
at the
a happy little story. A Minnesota woman has been reunited with her lost dog thanks to a Florida brewery that started placing shelter dogs' faces on its beer cans.
Yeah, we had that story.
Oh
really? Yeah. This is crazy. I don't remember hearing about this.
Instead of milk cartons, they're putting dogs on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, seriously.
So it worked.
Yeah.
Earlier this month, Motorworks Brewing teamed up with the Manatee County Animal Shelter to turn beer cans into adoption flyers for shelter dogs. Monica Mathis of St. Paul told KSTP,
"We're on your side,"
that she spotted her dog Hazel's face on a beer can that had been photographed and posted on social media. Though the dog at the shelter was named Day Day, Mathis was sure it was her dog and provided the shelter with as much proof as she could find.
Pick a pick a Day Day.
The shelter later confirmed that Day Day is Hazel. The nonprofit's Friends of Manatee County Animal Services will cover the cost of transporting Hazel to Minnesota. Ms. Mathis said she was living in Iowa when Hazel went missing in 2017 and has no idea how her dog wound up in Florida.
Ran away. What if the dog hates this lady?
Ran all the way from Iowa to Florida?
Well,
maybe,
that's right.
Maybe the fact that it's no surprise that it was a beer can that reunited the two.
Yes.
Perhaps maybe she was sloshed.
I lost her.
This may be the beer talking, but that dog looks familiar.
Wow.
I mean, how would you recognize your dog unless it was a really
I don't know. I have a hard time with.
Yeah, I've got two.
They put pictures up from the daycare center, and I'm like, which dog?
Yeah, I have two of my golden retrievers look exactly the same.
Yeah.
I've got to get right up next to them and say, oh, that you're the one that looks happy, you're the one that looks sad. Okay, now I got it.
And especially if you were 7-8 states away, you wouldn't.
Yeah, and that's weird.
Chuck, you remember the guy who walked into his bedroom, his wife was in bed, and the guy was holding a dog under his arm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He said, I want to introduce you to the pig I've been sleeping with.
That's right. And the wife said, you're holding a dog.
And then the man said, I was talking to the dog.
That's right.
You guys are a team.
We're a team.
You guys got to go.
Dean and Jerry.
We're a regular Roan and Martin over here.
Wait, do you think people would pay for this?
No,
they might. No, let's just be perfectly frank. The Electric Amish, you know, the house band today.
Do a double T? Oh, okay.
The Electric Amish are the house band for us today. And, go ahead.
Boys ready?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Freezing cold and lonely. Must be a foot of snow.
Yeah.
I got one horse only. He's going way too slow.
Yeah.
And we got to hurry back home to Napanee.
Yeah.
They're out of wood and propane. So now it's up to me. And I know electric heating is a sin. I wish I could plug it in. But I got a car full of coal. No, electric heating just ain't right. That's why I'm hauling anthracite. I got a car full of coal.
That is so nice.
Excellent.
Another original from the Electric Amish.
Yeah. Graber, you must have a lot of time to practice because you play that really well.
Yeah, Christy, tons of time to practice. Once you plant the crops and then go harvest the crops, mm-hmm. make your own clothes, churn some butter.
A lot of time left in the day.
Yeah.
A lot of time for practice. Yeah. Do you know how long it takes to churn butter? You're churning and
okay,
churning.
I churned
so much I almost went blind.
Did you?
Thank you very much, Carl. Carl Graber, of course, and Barry on the drums, the Electric Amish. We'll hear more from the Electric Amish. They're the house band today.
We'll see.
It's
a
pleasure.
He's a little hostile, isn't he, Graber?
Well, you know, it's a long buggy ride.
Don't blame him.
They had to get set up early.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay,
Christy, you try singing songs to the back of Josh's head.
I'm enjoying them. It's just hard for me to. I can't.
Oh, no, that's fine. No, I understand. You got a bad neck. I got you. Yeah. I'm with you.
Does anybody
not like your chair? Christy, has wheels. You can just wheel around.
Do you have a makeup kit with a mirror?
I have a mirror.
Hand mirror. Josh could hold the mirror up.
Oh yeah, that might be nice.
Or you could put a phone in camera selfie mode.
Oh yeah, and just hold it.
And you could hold your
so you could see them.
Oh yes, okay.
No, I like the mirror idea because that way we could, if we see his breath steaming up, we'll know he's still with us.
Oh my!
Have I been absent?
This is really
You've been mistaken for Josh.
Josh, we tease because we love.
Are you allowed to have mirrors?
I'd rather have you laughing than looking.
Okay.
Are you allowed to have mirrors?
We have mirrors, but this camera phone thing.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's going to rip the soul right out of me.
Straight to hell, is it?
Every picture you take on those is going straight to the devil.
He must have a hell of a...
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Klinenberg.
Everything up until this point has been an outside look at the World Cup, and now we're giving people an inside look. It is just total pressure cooker.
Watching flags come out of little plastic balls is like the epitome of everything that I love. And the World Cup is everything. It's why I became a soccer fan.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.